It's the XTU Morning Crew, or Brain Jagger, back in here because, hey, this weekend was the Toy Truck Parade, which was amazing. Thank you so much to everybody who came out, and your generosity is overwhelming. So if you've never been to our Toy Truck Parade before, like Jagger had never been, this was her very first year. Everybody decorates their trucks and their vehicles, big rigs. We have all these different categories, emergency vehicles, personal, commercial trucks, and then we do like a contest to see who decorates them the best. We give away trophies, and everybody who participates brings a new unwrapped toy. For this year, all the kids who benefit from the USO got the gifts, and Boys and Girls Clubs of Philadelphia. So super fun stuff. But Jagger, while you were there, we kind of put you to work.
Yes. Yeah. I grabbed some audio from some people.
Some audio. Such a radio term.
I just got to talk with a lot of people.
There you go. Yeah. And you happened to record their responses to several questions.
Yeah. It was so much fun because some of the responses I got were just off the wall.
Okay.
Like, it was great.
All right. So let's get to it. Your question's in here. So, all right. First one.
If you do put up a Christmas tree, are you putting up a real one or are you putting up a fake one?
Oh, real one. 100%. Because it smells good. You got to have that.
It's a real one. It smells good. Man. And it's a lot better.
Why is it a lot better?
Well, you can just throw that out the door when it's done.
You burn it. Bonfire.
Nothing says Christmas like post-Christmas bonfire to burn the Christmas tree.
We don't do that fake stuff. Real. No. Real. Fake tree, it's cleaner, it's easier.
Why a real Christmas tree?
Because they smell nice. It's part of the season. It's part of the spirit.
Oh,
and then you burn them.
And you burn them.
And then you set them on fire.
Hey, that's
Christmas spirit.
That's what the toy truck parade is all about, right?
Lighting things on fire.
Yes, we have big trucks.
Animal.
All right, next question.
Have you ever heard of figgy pudding?
Yes.
You know what it is?
You know, you got a bread pudding and a pumpkin pie. It's a mix between the two, but instead of using pumpkin, they use fig. It's not good.
No. Is it really? I don't think that's what figgy pudding is.
That's what he said. He was from the South. He said he knew what it was.
A difference? I mean, it's a cross between bread pudding and pumpkin pie?
I don't know, but all I told you was, I told you people knew what figgy pudding was.
No.
I told you.
That's people one guy.
Know. Yeah.
That's one guy.
Well, we didn't have time to fit all the audio
Supreme
in, I'm sure.
Figgy pudding. That's the only way people know. They've heard of it because it's in that horrible song.
What else we got?
Next. White lights or colored Christmas lights?
Colored. It looks better.
Got to go with colored. More exciting.
White.
Really? Colored is cheesy. White is classy, and it matches with everything. It looks good.
It matches everything. You know those colored lights that just clash with my wreath.
It's terrible.
Oh, gosh. Next one.
When you put up your Christmas tree, do you put an angel on the top, or do you put a star on the top?
An angel. That's my mom once, so that's what we put up.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a little respect for his mom and his grandma. So.
Oh, my gosh. Is he married?
I don't think
so. Did you get a date with him?
I didn't ask.
That is super sweet.
Jagger, yeah, first time getting street audio. Good
I know.
Job.
Bravo. And thank it was you. So funny, Zach, because I was judging the trucks at the time, yeah. So I was seeing Jagger out of the corner of my eye, and she's so, like, flamboyant, and she would flail a little bit when she's like, okay, and you went But who doesn't want to talk to her? Because she's so lovely.
It was great.
Right?
Great job.
Yeah.
Great
Thank
job.
You.
You were so enjoyable to watch and to listen to.